Defending the investigation. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. It's been 2 weeks since four students at the University of Idaho were found stabbed to death, and police have yet to apprehend a suspect. Aaron Snell with state police says they're keeping some information from view as investigators refine their focus.
As far as all the evidence that's been collected, most of that actually went to the Idaho State Police Crime Lab. Our scientists are working. It's a high priority for this case, and they've been working 24/7 to really turn around the evidence and provide that analytics.
Stephen Gonsalves is the father of one of the victims. He's trying his best to respect the investigative process.
I don't want to talk bad about them because these are some hardworking individuals, and I'm doomed without them.
Both men spoke to Fox's Lawrence Jones. There was a dispute in Atlanta last night and then gunfire that left one person dead.
Currently, homicide investigators are on scene working to establish a lead on the case and also suspect information and also identify involved parties that were involved in this dispute.
Police Lieutenant Jermaine Dearlove, several other people are hurt. It's unclear if anybody's been arrested. Not far from the White House, a shooting left a woman injured last night. President Biden is still in Nantucket. A desperate search on the Italian island of Ischia after an enormous landslide. Officials say mud in some spots is 20 feet deep. One body has been found and nearly a dozen other people are missing.
The landslide also destroyed buildings and swept parked cars, even buses, onto the beach and into the sea. Rescue efforts are complicated by the large amounts of debris as well as windy and rainy weather.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
By early next year, we should know for sure if President Biden plans to run for re-election as he intends. And if he does, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll have the president's back. In an interview with Politico, Newsom dismisses speculation that he may challenge the president for the nomination in 2024. Excitement and enthusiasm in Georgia ahead of next month's Senate runoff between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Early voting started yesterday.
Both sides have been pouring a lot of money into this runoff campaign, more than $35 million total on both sides. That's just for TV and radio ads.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, even if Walker wins, Democrats will have a slim majority in the Senate. It won't be long before Republicans take control of the House, and when they do, they're likely to investigate Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the crisis at the southern border. Some in the GOP are calling for him to resign.
DHS signaling that Secretary Mayorkas is going nowhere, saying that the agency actually inherited a broken immigration system. And then they pointed the finger right back at lawmakers, saying that members of Congress should come to the table and work on solutions for the broken system and outdated laws.
Fox's Casey Stegall, the border could get hit with another massive surge of migrants when the public health order known as Title 42 is lifted next month. Carjackers have been busy in Chicago. Police say in just 1 hour on Friday morning, 7 carjackings were reported on the city's west side. During some of the incidents, the victims were held at gunpoint. According to police, robberies are up 15% over last year. Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.